And good morning, everyone. Yes, it is 6 a.m. and good morning and welcome to Talkin' Baseball as we get ready for game three between the Giants and the Atlanta Braves. A very entertaining series. It's all tied up at 1-1 and the Giants win last night 5-0 behind Logan Webb. And what can you say about Logan Webb? He is the best pitcher the Giants have going right now. He is 13 starts of 2 earned runs or less. He's 8-3 on the year. He shuts out, with some help from the bullpen, the Atlanta Braves last night, 5-0. Plus, he got a double. And he was just outstanding last night. He really was. And when you think about a playoff rotation and where Logan Webb should fit into this rotation, I say he starts the first playoff game. I don't care if it's a wild card game or the division series. I think Logan Webb is out there. The Giants have some issues about this rotation. It's Gausman and Logan Webb right now. And the guy today, Anthony DeSclafani, has got to show he's healthy as we head into September. September, the stretch drive is happening here. Well, it is game three between the Braves and the Giants today. And last night, the Giants took care of Enoa last night. They did, and I thought they worked him pretty good. Tommy La Stella with a home run and a sacrifice fly after the Logan Webb double for two RBIs for him. Yastrzemski, home run number 21 for him, made the score 3-0, got a big double to extend the lead. And that man again, Darren Ruff, two out, two strike single to make it 5-0, and that is where it ended last night. Jay Jackson came in and struck out the side, which is not unusual for him. And that tied the series up at 1-1, the Atlanta Braves and the San Francisco Giants, the two leaders of their division. The Giants today face Ian Anderson. He's a right-hander, 23 years old, and coming off the disabled list. His last game was July 11th. So as I say, it's DeSclafani against Ian Anderson, a right-hander today for the Atlanta Braves. The odds makers make the Braves a -120 favorite over the Giants, and it's incredible to me how people just don't give the Giants any respect. Their road record is 42-26, and Atlanta at home, 32-31 at home. So basically, Atlanta doesn't have much of an advantage at being at home. For the Giants, the numbers really add up and tell you what's going on with them. Here's this 9-game road trip. They are 6-2. On this stretch of consecutive games without a day off, they sweep the Mets, and they're 1-1 here with the Atlanta Braves. They're 6-2 on the trip, 15-4 in their last 19, 23-8. Come on, 23-8 in their last 31. They're 27-13 since the break. If they were 28-12, it'd be a 700 ball. Atlanta is 25-14 since the break, and they've won 17 of 22. They're a good team. They're a good team. They make some defensive mistakes here and there, but they do some spectacular things, too. And Logan Webb really controlled the game last night. Atlanta was 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. Webb had that ball on the ground last night. The sinker was working last night. And it really, last night, I felt was a situation. Atlanta had chances. Dansby Swanson couldn't do anything right last night. But Atlanta had chances, but it was too much Logan Webb last night. So these are two good teams. Enoa pitched well, but the Giants did take care of him. And Webb really was outstanding last night. For the Giants now, they have 197 home runs. Atlanta's got 184. Defensively, the Giants and Atlanta are at the top of the National League. For Webb, he had a 3-pitch inning, I think. He hit a batter, got a double play, and a fly out to left field, and that was all within the course of 3 pitches, and that doesn't happen too often. For Atlanta, 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. The Giants were 3-for-6. So that's a look at what happened last night in this game, and today we've got an interesting matchup with DeSclafani going against Ian Anderson. Now, DeSclafani is coming back. He had that ankle injury when he was covering first base. He's had a shoulder injury earlier. He's pitching a lot of innings. He hasn't pitched this many innings in a while. It's his 140th major league start, his 150th game. He's 31, very experienced. He's 48-44 lifetime. This year, he's been a solid pitcher for the Giants, 11-5 with a 3.26 earned run average. His last start was a couple of weeks ago. He's made three starts in August and 10 2/3, 13 hits, 6 runs, 2 homers, 4 walks, and 10 strikeouts. And I'm sure that's a reason the odds makers have made Atlanta a slight favorite today over the Giants. His whip is still a very respectable 1.09, and he has been a solid member of the Giants' rotation, and you'd like to see a strong September for him to fit in with Gausman and Webb. That is for sure. He's been in 24 games, 24 starts, 132 innings, and we're getting up there for his innings. 108 hits, 48 runs, 16 homers, but 7 solos, so 9 with a runner on base. And then the good number, and you love these numbers, 36 walks, 123 strikeouts, and it's almost 4-1, about 3.5-1 on the strikeouts. Traditionally, and the batting average against for him, lefties 236 with 10 homers, righties 203 with 6 homers. After all these reverse splits, as I say, he is more traditional. Now, on the first pitch, which everybody likes to jump on that first pitch now, 21 for 80. So not bad. That's just a little bit above 250 with 2 homers. Runners in scoring position, 239. And like all the Giants, runners in scoring position and 2 out, 209. First time through the lineup, 237 with 8 homers. Second time through, he really gets tough, 186 with 4 homers. Third time, 260 with 4 homers. And I imagine they'll be cautious with him today. Now, the Brewers do come in tomorrow for the first of 4. It'll be Corbin Burns and Cueto tomorrow, so you don't want to burn out the bullpen here with 4 with the Brewers coming up. 5 stolen bases, 3 caught stealings against DeSclafani. As I said, he's had those ankle and shoulder injuries, and we'll see what he brings to the table today. I would imagine the Giants will be somewhat cautious with him. The bullpen is in decent shape today as well. All right, the young man on the other side, Ian Anderson, he was a big star in the playoffs last year for Atlanta. He's 23 years old. It's his 25th major league start. He's 5-5 with a 3.56 earned run average. His whip is 1.25. And now his last game was July 11th before the All-Star game, and then he went out with a shoulder injury. He's been in 18 games, so he took the ball regularly in the first half for the Braves. 96 innings, a little bit better than 5 a game. 81 hits, 38 runs, 9 homers in 96 innings, so he's not a home run guy. And again, 39 walks, 98 strikeouts, so it's almost 3-1, not quite. Batting average against for him, lefties 210 with 5 homers. Righties 240 with 4, and overall only 226 against him. Now, you can get him early in the count, and maybe the Giants will be aggressive here. 14 for 33 when the first pitch is put in play with 2 homers. Of the 9 homers he's given up, 8 are solos. So he's a guy who gets around the plate. I got that feeling he's got good stuff, but he's going to be around the plate, and I think you could put the bat on the ball against him. Runners in scoring position, 222. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 176. First time through, 240 with 5 homers. Second time through, he's very tough, like a DeSclafani, 196 with no homers. Third time through, 257 with 4 homers. You can run on him. We'll see if the Giants do that. 4 stolen bases and no caught stealing. All right, let's bring you up to date, as we like to do, as the dust settles on this Sunday morning. The Giants are 84-45. They got 33 to go. The Dodgers won over Colorado last night 5-2. So they are 2.5 back. San Diego got walloped by the Angels. They are now 16 back. And I put them in there just to be complimentary of the San Diego Padres. But they are out of the division race for sure. Now, the Dodgers last night, Jansen got saved 3-41. He's ninth all-time. He tied Raleigh Fingers. David Price was not the opener last night. Knable was, and then he came into the game. Colorado 16 and 48 on the road this year. Giants do get them at home in Colorado. John Gray last night left in third inning with forearm tightness, which is significant because the Giants do see Colorado beginning on Labor Day next Monday. So he, I would imagine he's going to be out for a while. Mookie Betts they put in at second base last night. All right, Cincinnati. They got beat by the Marlins yesterday. Alcantara, tremendous game for him. Castillo got knocked out early. They still lead the wild card by two over the Padres, two in the loss column. St. Louis crushed Pittsburgh last night. Adam Wainwright, another great game for him. They're 3.5 back. Atlanta with their loss last night. The Phillies beat Arizona. They are 4.5 back of the Atlanta Braves. The Yankees lost to the A's, 3-2. Judge, another home run for him in the ninth inning off Romo. They're 5 back at Tampa Bay. In the wild card, Boston is 2 back of the Yankees, and the A's are 3.5 back of Boston, and Seattle 5.5 back of Boston. Down in L.A. today, it's Sensatella and Mitch White, St. Louis, Kim and Crow, with Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. They have got Malley and Lizardo, good one for Cincinnati today. Milwaukee, Minnesota, Ashby, who's pitched well, young man, against Jax, who's pitched well for Minnesota. And for the Yankees A's, it is the evening game tonight, and we've got Montgomery and Blackburn there. So what a day of baseball. It's Sunday baseball. It's August 29th, one more day until my daughter Bonnie's birthday, August 30th. And we've got these Sclafani and Anderson, and what should be another entertaining game between two very good teams. All right, coming up, Jeff Francoeur will join us. He's a TV analyst for the Atlanta Braves. He's a former Giant. Bill had a very good conversation with him. He's a terrific analyst. I want to tell you, I've listened to him the last couple of days, and I'm glad to have Jeff as part of our show today. All right, we'll take a break. More coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5. Good morning, everybody, on this Sunday. More coming up right after this.